I was born boy. Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K.
Anytime Fitness, make healthy happen your way. Join today. Visit anytimefitness.com.au.
Summer Breakfast.
23 after 8 on Summer Breakfast. Big play in the break, Dal. Interception.
There was. Aaron Rodgers picked off. It's been turned over as Brady lobs one down just before the end of the first half. It currently stands the Bucks 14, Green Bay Packers 10, with a 4th and 3 coming up as we finish off the first half,
Joe. And in the golf, Cam Davis now tied for the lead at 18 under with Patrick Cantlay. Look out. The American Express final round in La Quinta, California.
He needs to get up. Need a big victory.
Come on, Cam.
Need a big victory.
Wouldn't that be huge to start our morning?
Humongous.
Be absolutely sensational. We'll keep you across that one between now and when we finish up in about 40 minutes' time as well. But it's been a disrupted 2020 for athletes all around the world. An Olympic year that was now did not turn out to be an Olympic year 2020. So for now, all roads lead to the 2021 Olympics. And that includes our athletes and that includes Ryan Gregson, who's back in action at the Zatopek 10 tomorrow night. And he joins us for Scott Pack. Turn unpaid invoices into cash. ScottPack.com.au. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Jack, Nick, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have some competition back in Australia as well.
Yeah, so this is Zatopek forever. You know, always a couple of weeks before Christmas, so it's a bit different. Tomorrow,
we might just hand you back, Ryan, to Trent for a moment, see if we can get him to stand in a different spot. Or
must be driving through that edge of the CBD, which is absolutely. How's the reception in this city going? Anyway,
that's one of your biggest bugbears of all time, that isn't it?
Well, when you've got one job and that's for your phone to work and have reception when you live in the CBD, you'd like to think that your phone. Can
you
work.
Need to have a meeting with Telstra because you. This reception thing is a bugbear of yours. I think we've got you back now, Ryan.
Okay, how's that?
Yeah, gotcha. All good. So, huge race tomorrow night for yourself. You're doing the 1500 metre. But my understanding is this isn't an Olympic qualifier because it's technically not an Australian championship or authorised race. Is that right?
No, it is. It is an authorised race. So, it's not the it's Australian championship for the 10K.
Yep.
But for the 1500, you know, it's a, you know, a World Athletics, you know, ratified race. So, you can pretty much do a qualifier in any of those races.
So, how many opportunities do you have to qualify for the Olympics?
As many as you kind of want. So, you know, you can rock up to any meet and do it. It's just in the 1500 where you need kind of, you know, decent competition and pace making. You know, it's a bit harder just to rock up to any old track at a small little interclub and do it. But probably, you know, the way this domestic season would pan out, probably 3 or 4.
Yeah, okay. And from what I've heard, you're a part of the Melbourne Track Club, which is apparently the best training group in Australia. How has your preparation been off the back of the Olympics being cancelled last year or postponed? How's everything feeling as you approach this year?
Great, because, you know, I see it as it was tricky with last year. You know, we were getting ready for an Olympic Games in 2020, but you know, I saw it as it was just another year to get fit. And our group, our coach, Nick Bedeau, who, you know, runs the Melbourne Track Club, he, you know, saw it as a year where he probably made us run a bit more, probably not as, you know, we didn't do as risky a training as, like, we probably didn't do 3 sessions a week. We kind of dropped it down to 2 sessions, but added in an extra long run. So really kind of focused on that aerobic fitness. We kind of, you know, treated it as, it was November, and we were getting back into it. We did that for pretty much a whole year. So I think a lot of guys in our group are really, really fit and will really, yeah, be hitting our straps in 2021.
A lot of athletes, Ryan, have spoken about 2020 being a chance to have a bit of a mental refresher as well. Did you feel that? Was it while you keep your physical fitness up, was it a chance to refresh mentally?
Yeah, by far, Genevieve and I, she's an elite athlete as well, and we certainly did that. So on about March 23rd, she went and broke the record around the 10.
Mm.
And then that was pretty much the same day where the Olympics got postponed. And my family's from, they live in northern New South Wales, and Jen's is in like Brisbane and the Gold Coast. So pretty much that day, and things were starting to get a bit bad down here, we went away for like 8 months.
Oh, good move.
So we went up north, and the restrictions are obviously a lot easier up there, and we were able to catch up with family for, yeah, the whole of winter. Ended up going overseas for a few competitions as well. So, but before we went overseas, that, you know, 2 months that I spent with my family in New South Wales and the 3 months we spent with Jens, that was, you know, something we hadn't done in probably, you know, over 10 years with all our international travel. So, yeah, that was, you know, a silver lining in all of this, that we're able to catch up with so much family this year.
You speak about Jen, who won the 10K last year and is a favourite going into the race again tomorrow night. Her preparation, like yourself, sounds like it's all going really well.
Yeah, good. Like, she's probably someone who I think benefited the most out of, you know, the Olympics being postponed, because probably her last five years is pretty patchy. And, you know, she had been very injured. And the Olympics, if it was last year, she probably would have only had a year, you know, uninterrupted under a belt. And as an aerobic athlete, you probably do need about two to really see your, you know, true potential. And she's had that now. So I think her results in 2021 will be, you know, a true representation of her ability.
Ryan, what are you being told as an athlete about the Olympics and how it all tracks at the moment? We are following along the different reports all around the world. Are you getting more information than that, or are you like us? You're picking up the paper or jumping online and reading different articles about how the Olympics may or may not be shaping up?
I'll tell you what, it was a bit scary going on Twitter the other morning, Saturday morning,
yeah,
or Friday morning, whatever it was. Jesus, that was scary. But we get probably fortnightly updates on email from Ian Chesterman, he's at the AOC, and pretty much just been saying that everything is fine and everything's going ahead. And what was confusing about those, I guess, the fake news on Friday was that he'd sent us an email probably on Tuesday, so a few days before that, saying everything's all systems go, just met with the Prime Minister of Japan and everything's looking good for the Olympics. And then, you know, we get that tweet that the Times put out saying that private conversation, the Olympics is probably going to be off. You know, I'm sure there were so many athletes just panicking and so confused. But thankfully, you know, the AOC came out later that day and squashed that. But they've been pretty good to the athletes, and just regular updates, even if it's not saying much. They've just been probably keeping everyone calm, saying, yeah, it's all going ahead.
While they are uncertain times, I suppose all you can do is just keep training and keep heading towards that Olympic qualifier. Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow night at Box Hill.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Nick.
Ryan Gregson joining us for Scott Pack. You can turn unpaid invoice into cash or access funding to build your fleet, scottpack.com.au.
I'll be there tomorrow night, Jack. I'm going out to have a look.
Are you really?
Oh, I am. I got a sister-in-law that's running out there.
You kept that pretty quiet.
I did, because I'm not overly thrilled with my running of the last couple of weeks, so I didn't want to say much, but I'm really looking forward to seeing these people in full flight.
We'll get a full report, but we won't, because we're not back on Wednesday. We can talk about it over a game of golf.
I'll text you. Yeah, absolutely.
Text Gary and Tim. Get them to come on. You can do a report for them.
I will.
Line him up for Wednesday, Trent. At 7:45, Nick Del Santo will join us for a Zatopek wrap on Wednesday. Summer breakfast.